Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. COVID surging during the busiest travel time of the year. The pandemic causing a spike in heavy drinking. America's foreign-born population reaches an all-time high. The average adult can stomach just 4 hours with family this Christmas. Also ahead, can the nation come together a bit over Christmas? But first, the contagion spiking in all 50 states as folks travel for Christmas. The CDC confirming 150,000 cases Monday, up from 70,000 in early November. The latest variant responsible for about 70% of the new infections. President Biden issuing a grim warning to those who refuse to get vaccinated, saying, quote, "We're looking at a winter of severe illness and death." The president will address the nation on COVID later today. Americans consuming more alcohol than any other time in history. 31 states easing rules during the pandemic to save the restaurant industry, including legalization of cocktails to go. In total, the sale of booze jumping 20% compared to 2019. Home delivery up 300% for alcohol. 4 in 10 Americans admit they've consumed at least one adult beverage while working from home. But we do not do that, even though sometimes it may sound like we do. A new study shows 46 million foreigners living in the U.S. today, the highest number on record, 14% of the entire American population now born outside the country, the most since the massive immigration waves of the early 1900s. 67 million people in the USA speak a language other than English. Most popular Spanish, Chinese, Vietnamese, Arabic, and French. Bring on the holiday cheer. Recent survey says 75% of Americans find it hard to spend more than 4 hours with their so-called loved ones on Christmas. The typical adult taps out after 3 hours, 45 minutes, according to this study. Some seek refuge in a quiet room like the basement, while 37% find a reason to leave entirely. A report out of England says 20% of the population there will use COVID as an excuse for not seeing relatives over the holidays. In a moment, can we as a nation ever come together again? Right back with that.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you know, America is now a very divided country. On one side, the progressive left, which seeks to change the entire structure of the USA. On the other side, traditional conservatives who want to keep the country basically the way it is. Now, a new study from Cornell says the divide has almost reached a tipping point beyond which extreme political polarization becomes irreversible. World War II and 9/11 united this country. Vietnam and now partisan politics has divided it. So the question is, what could possibly bring us together in the future? A poll from Harvard among young voters ages 18 and 29 says that 52% believe democracy in America is either in trouble or failing. 35% of the younger folks anticipate a second civil war during their lifetimes. 25% believe at least one state will secede from the Union. But that's all nonsense. That is against the Constitution. That's what happened during the Civil War. So no state is going to secede. And any kind of massive violence will be quelled. We have a very robust military that would tamp down any kind of violent anarchy. So I'm not worried about those things. What does concern me is the hatred that we are seeing, even in the Christmas season. So many left-wingers, liberals, progressives, despise anyone who voted for Donald Trump. So if you are a Trump voter on a college campus, you can be ostracized. You can be punished. It is absolutely wrong. And remember, 74 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. So the progressive left has got to stop that right now. Then you have far left people who are despised by the right. I disagree with the progressive left. You know that if you listen to this broadcast on a regular basis. I do not believe that socialism, wokeism, and all of the other isms the progressives are pushing on America is good for this country. And I lay out my objection in a fact-based way on history, on current events, and on people. People need to be motivated to succeed, not accept massive government handouts. Anyway, I am getting fed up with the Bernie Sanders cadre, the Ocasio-Cortezes. But I don't hate them. I don't wish them ill, because that's not right. They're Americans. They are entitled to their opinion. So at this Christmas time, I want everybody listening to me to do one simple thing. Tamp it down. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It's officially the most wonderful time of the year, which means it's impossible to turn on the radio without hearing Christmas music. Classic crooners, country rock, religious hymns, nonstop until next week. Turns out the holiday season is a very good time for the music business. The top five Christmas records in America have sold more than 100 million copies. First up, Bing Crosby. Remember him? White Christmas. The best-selling single of all time. More than 50 million albums in circulation of White Christmas. Written by composer Irving Berlin for the 1942 movie Holiday Inn, the song was first performed on Christmas Day, 1941. The King of Rock, also the King of Christmas, Elvis Presley's 1957 hit, The Christmas Album, has sold more than 20 million copies. Next on the list, Kenneth Bruce Gorelick, better known as Kenny G. His album called Miracles also includes a song celebrating Hanukkah. the Christmas Song, or as some folks call it, Chestnuts Roasting, was written by Mel Torme and recorded by Nat King Cole. Despite mentions of Jack Frost and folks dressed up like Eskimos, the 1944 classic was actually written during a sweltering heat wave and could not have been composed today because you can't say Eskimos anymore. That's not politically correct. For something a bit more modern, let's try the song that broke Spotify's streaming record last year. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, 12 million streams in 24 hours. Other notable mentions include albums from Garth Brooks and The Carpenters. And The Carpenters album is really good. And here's something else you might not know. One of the best-selling jazz albums of all time is also a Christmas thing. A Charlie Brown Christmas. The soundtrack for the cartoon show is considered the greatest jazz compilation ever released. The album was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2007 and added to the Library of Congress in 2012. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.